This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Rarely do art museums cover presidential elections, but if you visit Cam Raleigh, that's exactly what you'll get. Jonathan Horowitz is a multimedia artist based in New York City. His latest piece, Your Land, My Land, is on display in museums across the country. He's trying to create an interactive space visibly divided by partisan lines. Jonathan Horowitz joins us today to talk about Your Land, My Land. Welcome back to the program, Jonathan.
Thanks.
Tell us about the space. What does it look like?
The exhibition space is divided in half into a red zone and a blue zone with two equal-sized red and blue carpets. And suspended in between the two carpets are back-to-back monitors. One plays a continuous live feed of Fox News and the other of MSNBC. And hanging between the carpets is a portrait of President Obama. And on the floor in the red zone is a portrait of Mitt Romney. And if Obama wins the election, the portraits will remain as they are. If Romney wins, Romney's portrait will go up in the middle where Obama's portrait now hangs, and Obama's portrait will go onto the floor in the blue zone.
And what are you hoping to achieve by this?
I wanted to just really create a space where people could come and watch coverage of the presidential election and think about that coverage and think about the election and talk about it. There's also a computer monitor set up in each location, set to a website that I made where viewers can post comments about the election. And the social media from the Obama and Romney campaigns are fed into the site. So you can comment on their posts or on comments from other viewers in different states and countries.
And of course, these are all things we can do from our desktop or in our living rooms if we're interested. So why art?
Yeah.
Why an art space?
I think even more so than movies and TV, art can be really just disconnected from the world and very escapist. And while I would never say that art should be any particular way, I think art certainly can engage with social and political issues and just the real world. More.
You did something along these lines in 2008. It's different, and I wonder how this is different, and what you learned from that other exhibit. What you took away from what happened in 2008.
Well, the exhibition in 2008 was at a private gallery, and this exhibition is at public institutions, so. For one thing, it was very important that the installation be completely nonpartisan. I really wanted to take myself out of it and just sort of describe political and cultural landscape. The installation this time is more pared down. I wanted it to be very flexible and to be able to adapt to different possible spaces where it could be installed. So at each location, it's a little different.
Well, one of the things we hope art can achieve in our lives is to allow us to get some distance, to see things in from a new perspective, to see issues and whole streams of our lives in different contexts. And you can think about politics in particular as something you get so caught up in emotionally, you don't take time to think about what is this process doing? How did it get this way? And what's the impact? Is it really, could this process ever have the outcome that we hope, which is sort of the best possible leadership that brings us into the future, whatever we think it's going to do? And it seems to me that art has a way of doing that. It by putting it in a new space, I'm thinking about all of these very, very common visions, very, very common icons, television imagery, blog spaces, and all of that in a whole new way. But do you think that politics is so emotional, so charged, that even if you put it in a space like an art museum, we can ever sort of pull back enough to contemplate the system and its impact?
Well, I don't think, hopefully, the installation creates a space where you can step back, but then get sucked right back in. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's really important that people are passionate about, political campaigns and are engaged. And a democracy can't work otherwise. So, but I think, when you asked how is this different from the experience that you might have in your living room, I think the difference is you can sort of step back and then step forward again, and it allows for a little more distance, I think.
Jonathan, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Jonathan Horowitz is a multimedia artist. His latest exhibit, Your Land, My Land, is on display at CAM Raleigh until November 12th. Just ahead, we're going to talk with four contributors to a new book, 27 Views of Durham. That will happen on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, the broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.